Kenny, what unfortunate news you had this week with Mike Williamson going. That was unlucky.
Yeah, we've been impressed with Mike. He's done well for us as a player and as a person as well. Has come in and taken a lot of responsibility, which was needed on our back line. We're thankful to Newcastle and to Steve McLaren for loaning him to us, and you know, we wish him all the best now as he goes back up north.
Nothing anybody could have done about it, but it's a shame it didn't happen a week before, in a way, because the loan window would have still been open.
Yeah, these things happen. You know, they've decided to recall him, which is obviously their right. And you know, we now have Ethan fit. We've got the option of Dominic Iorfa moving across and Matt Doherty coming in. So there are options now as we look to fill that place in the back line.
Yes, you have a relatively small number of players, but within them, quite a few different combinations, don't you?
There is, yeah. And also Sylvain Deslandes, who's a left-back stroke left-centre-half, who's 18 years old and, you know, showed quite well in the cup games earlier in the season. So those boys now come to the fore, and you know, that's what they're here for.
Yeah, and it's good you say that Ethan is fit. I know we've seen him in action in the first team since he got over his injury, but he's ready to go now.
He is, yeah. He's played in the under-21s. He's done enough training, and yes, if selected for the 18 on Saturday, he's fully fit and OK.
Are you just waiting for one handy thing to happen, the clichéd goal that deflects in off the referee or something that will just spark you off again?
We certainly hope that we can get back to winning ways. Three successive draws is slightly frustrating. It shows we're not a bad side, but also it's wins that we want. And you know, while we can look at perhaps a good point at Ipswich, I thought Saturday's one was 2 points dropped with the amount of dominance that we had, and you know, our lack of let's say an ability to put them away. You know, really hurt us then, and ultimately cost us the win.
How do you keep the players' chins up after a game like that? Do you even have to? Because human nature would say a game that was dominated last week, you only need one thing to happen and you'd have won it, and it didn't happen. You'd be a bit down in the mouth about that. How do you pick the players up and make sure that you don't have any lingering thing from a game like that?
We always have an honest assessment of where we are. We played pretty well. We didn't, you know, do enough in front of goal. And finishing is such an important part of the game. It's the part that costs the most money, and it's a crucial part. And you know, it goes without saying, it can make such a difference. And we didn't have that. So that cutting edge is a vital thing. But similarly, also there's a lot of good performances both individually and as we're looking through the units. And you know, when we're talking to the players, it's a balance between stating what we need to do to get to where we want to be, but also encouraging them and making sure that they retain their confidence going forward.
See, this is why some of us couldn't be football managers, Kenny, because these are the same players who were finishing, knocking them in left, right and centre last season. It didn't happen last week for whatever reason, and there's not much you can do. We'd all be tearing our hair out, and yet you have to keep it fairly sort of phlegmatic and calm.
Well, it does ebb and flow, definitely. Sure. That's the way things are. And also, you know, our performance level of late has been reasonably good, so that's very encouraging. If we're absolutely miles off and, you know, we're getting passed around and, you know, we're nowhere near it, then that's a lot worse as well. Whereas, you know, we've had a good foothold in games and we haven't been too far away. Even when we've been poor, let's say Bristol City, you know, we're still only 1-0. So, you know, there's good things there that we can base it on. It's not saying that we're satisfied with where we are and we don't want more, but also keeping the players head up, keeping them confident, keeping them positive for the games ahead.
Now, last time we went to Rotherham a couple of years ago, you had a terrific game, at about this time of year as well, if I remember.
It was, and I believe it was a draw, and we've had great games with Rotherham. There's so many players have changed since that time, and it just happens in football where they've had a high turnover of players, and the number of people that they brought in, certainly in the last 12 months since they've been in the Championship, have been very, very high. So I don't think there's too many that would have still been there, but they've had two good wins lately, Rotherham, and we'll be looking to, you know, work hard to climb the table.
Yes, they have proved that even as a team that's been bottom of the league for the first part of the season, they are no pushovers. There's a lot of experience in their squad.
Yeah, as I said, there's been a high number of changes, and you know, as they look around, they're trying for, like everybody, find that winning formula, the combination of players, and if for them anyway, they'll be looking up. They'll be trying very hard to be as competitive as they can. And the Championship is like that right the way through. Wherever you look, there are no easy games. It's a very good level.
Yeah. In terms of injuries, how are you doing? Emi Martinez, we were sort of waiting on recently. How's he doing?
Yeah, he won't be fit this weekend. We'll look now going in the future. But basically, our group, barring Mike Williamson from last week, will be exactly the same.
Lastly, 1 minute this week I read you were going to be the Fulham manager and then you were going to be the QPR manager and all this sort of thing going on. It's quite often said that speculation, which is an inevitable part of this game, bothers players. I assume it doesn't bother you when things like that come around? You've been around long enough?
No, I haven't taken any notice of it and it hasn't affected me. So, for me anyway, it's been working towards Rotherham. We are at present 7 points off sixth place, but six points off fourth from bottom, and that's exactly where we are at the moment. We can join either group, and really all my concentration has just been on getting a consistent run and through an important period as well, December, to try to get the wins that we want to climb up the table, so that we can go into the new year with some optimism.
You're looking up rather than down, I take it.
Definitely, that's where we want to be, but we're also realistic enough to understand the division and see the position that we're in, and we can do both. So, for us anyway, it's making sure we're in the first group, and my focus is all on that.